Joining us now, Nick Porcaro. Love having him on. Of course, he's the beat writer. He covers the Diamondbacks for the Arizona Republic. Nick, great to have you on the show today.
Hey, Marty. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, boy, I want to tell you, they always say the wild, wild west. Well, I think you epitomized it the first 2 days. Diamondbacks and Dodgers, what two crazy games to start the season.
Yeah, the home runs just kept on coming on opening day. The Dodgers hit 8 of them. It was pretty crazy, and I kind of felt like, oh boy, what are we in for this year? And then last night, it started off real bad. AJ Pollock was killing his old team, and then over in Milwaukee, Paul Goldschmidt's hitting home runs. It was just kind of a bad vibe for the Diamondbacks, and then they rallied, and 6 hours later, they won the game.
Well, 6 hours and some odd minutes, the longest game in Chavez Ravine history, other than the World Series game. And the Diamondbacks prevail. They win a 5-4 and a bloop hit by Carson Kelly. Finally gets into the game, and he bloops one down the right field line. How about that?
I know, right? I'm kind of confused as to why he hasn't been playing yet, and it didn't sound like they were going to start him today either. It's the guy they trade for Paul Goldschmidt, but he gets in there, gets jammed, fights it off, and they wind up winning the game.
Boy, Nick, let's go back to opening day. Of course, for the Dodgers, you got Ryu, who pitches a great game. Zach Greinke, we've seen it before. If that curveball is hanging, it's about 65 miles an hour, he could get hit. And boy, did he get hit on opening day, didn't he?
Yeah, it was ugly, Marty. And it was actually kind of unexpected from Zach in that, this was one of the first springs, during his time with the Diamondbacks, that he looked pretty good. His stuff was actually up from where it had been before. I had a scout tell me he saw him one day in spring training. It was the best he'd seen him in years. He just did not have it the other day. His curveball was garbage. His slider was not very good. His changeup wasn't very good. He really just didn't have anything to work with other than his fastball, and even that got hit a little bit. So it was a rough day.
Boy, Nick Porcaro with us, Arizona Republic. Nick, the Dodgers, and I saw the highlights of the 8 home runs they hit on opening day. It seems to me they just go up there and they just swing as hard as they can and they try to lift the ball.
Yes, I will say, though, maybe I'm seeing things. I feel like they've had a pretty good approach here the last couple of days, and I've been a little impressed with that. They don't seem like they're swinging out of their shoes entirely. We saw Cody Bellinger use the opposite field for a base hit. We've seen them work a lot of deep counts. I'm curious to see what, Corey Seager's return to health means for this lineup. It is a lineup capable of doing a lot of damage, obviously. But the other guy I think has looked pretty good is Austin Barnes, so they could really use a strong season from behind the plate. But we saw what he was capable of in the postseason, several years ago, 2 years ago, and they could really use a return to form for him, and he's looked pretty good. I think the Dodgers lineup's going to be dangerous this year.
So what do you think of A.J. Pollock? Of course, he's a former Diamondback. As you say, he hit the Diamondbacks hard last night. How does he fit in? How are the Dodgers using him?
Well, they're starting him in center field the last 2 days. I think they're going to do what they can to keep him healthy. And that's a signing for me that makes a lot of sense for the Dodgers. It's a high upside type of guy. Even if you're kind of baking in a disabled list trip or two, I think that, you're going to be able to overcome that sort of thing, right? If you're the Dodgers, you have that much depth. It kind of reminds me a little bit of the way that teams viewed Rich Harden back in the day. Just hoping that, if we can get however many starts out of this guy and get him healthy into the postseason, it's a weapon for us. And that's kind of how I see A.J. Pollock with the Dodgers.
Boy, interesting. Nick, Stripling last night goes 5 1/3, 76 pitches. He's got a 3-0 lead, and the Dodgers go to the bullpen. And I didn't see the game, but I looked at the box score, and I said, boy, is this reminiscent of the World Series, of Dave Roberts having to go to the bullpen? Why do you yank Stripling with the nice lead, only 76 pitches?
I'm not sure, Marty. There were so many things to focus on last night. That was the thing that kind of slipped my attention. It was really a crazy game. And I was there in the press box until 2:30 a.m. finishing my story. And I walked out of there and I felt like there were a half dozen things I didn't write about in that game. I, I mean, it was a bit of a brutal game in some ways, right? I mean, it was 13 innings and it took 6 hours. If you're going to be there for 6 hours, you probably want to see a few more innings than that played. But it had a lot of interesting developments and a lot of things that, you know, if that were a postseason game, it'd be a game people would be talking about for years.
Boy, what about Andrisi? He made a great play in the ninth inning, backhanded a ball to save the game. How about that?
Yeah, it was Pollock, actually, too. Bases were loaded, and he just kind of turned around, no look, and grabbed the ball with his glove and got the out. I think that Ketel Marte, the second baseman, might have been there, although it might have been hit softly enough that it would have caused some problems for them. So I don't know. It was an interesting play. It definitely saved the game for the Diamondbacks at the time.
Nick, tonight you've got Godley against Maeda. Godley's had trouble with the Dodgers. Maeda comes out of the bullpen. How do you see this one tonight?
It's a hard one to predict because Zach Godley is a hard one to predict. I think on any given day he could go out there, and I'm sure you remember lots of times against the Giants there was a great start early last season where he was throwing breaking balls, just nasty breaking ball after nasty breaking ball. Can go 7-8 innings at times, but then there's other times where he can't seem to find the strike zone. He also has trouble throwing the bases. He's an adventure. I don't know what you're going to get out of him. And whenever Maeda starts, you kind of feel like it's going to be a game the Dodgers are going to be piecing together with a lot of different parts. And they're carrying 8 relievers at this point. They've only got 4 guys on the bench, so they're positioned to do that sort of thing. We could be in for another long one tonight.
Boy, what a crazy start to the season down in L.A. with the Diamondbacks and the Dodgers. Nick Pecoro wrapping it up with us. Nick, as a final thought on the Diamondbacks, once you start the season, that light switch flips, and it's all different. Well, how do you feel about the Diamondbacks now after 2 games?
You know, the one thing we haven't talked about yet that is probably the most interesting development for these guys is what Christian Walker has done in 2 games. He doubled and homered on opening day, and it was in a blowout loss, but he put together some good at-bats, and then he comes in last night as a pinch hitter, hits the big game-tying 3-run home run. It puts the Diamondbacks in an interesting position of what they're going to do at first base. And if Christian Walker if he turns out to be a legitimate middle-of-the-order threat, it does change the way you view this team. The offense has really been the big question, I think, on everybody's mind. And if they've got a guy that can replace Paul Goldschmidt, obviously not Paul Goldschmidt, but, you know, in some fashion, it does make you feel a little bit better about things.
Boy, Nick, great report. I know you're up late last night, and it's the beginning of what is a crazy National League West. The Rockies, of course, have won a couple right away down against the Marlins. But I appreciate you taking the time, and we'll catch up with you soon, Nick. Thank you so much.
No problem. Take care, Marty.
All right, that is Nick Pecoro, Arizona Republic. More coming up, KMBR 680, the sports leader.